tuned in to Naturopathic Earth Radio with certified health consultant and former obese child, A. Gregory Luna, where you get the latest on clean living, natural remedies, effective weight loss tips, and sound naturopathic principles from experts and biohackers from around the world and Gregory himself. Don't be a slave to Big Pharma. Break free of the shackles of Big Food and start your journey now to a long, vibrant, purposeful life. Become a citizen of Naturopathic Earth.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Naturopathic Earth Radio. This is A. Gregory Luna. You can call me Gregory for another edition. I hope you've been doing really, really, really well, and everything is very copacetic with you. I'm here in my office. I got my essential oil diffuser going with a little lavender, because I like to have lavender on at nighttime to relax, and I'm in the dark looking out the window, doing my best just to relax and spend some time with you. So before we begin this episode on purging, and not the type of purging you think about with bulimia nervosa, but we're going to have a three-part series on purging your kitchen of crap. But before we begin with that, let's do the logistics and the perfunctory descriptions here. So you can find me at naturopathicearth.com, www.naturopathicearth.com. You can find me on the Twitter sphere at Naturopath, and also you can find me on Facebook at Naturopath Earth. So they're both Naturopath Earth. So first, we learn that Santa doesn't exist. Then we learn about the Tooth Fairy and the Easter Bunny all being figments of our imagination. So I hate to burst your bubble with another thing, but we're going to burst it one more time. So today we're going to purge your fridge. We're going to purge the fridge because Lord knows all of our fridges need to get purged. So why do we need to purge our fridges? Well, largely because if we're on the road or any type of road to wellness. Now, I know a lot of people gravitate toward naturopathy or, you know, the primal paleo world or clean eating or all that because they want to lose weight. But even after you've lost your weight, or let's say you've always been healthy and you want to maintain that longevity for a long time, you need to eat well. And so most of the diseases that kill us, so we're talking about the cardiovascular diseases like hypertension, high cholesterol, aneurysms, dissections, essentially when your aorta explodes, like which unfortunately took my father's life. If you're looking at metabolic issue, you're looking at diabetes, cancer, all those things, the chronic diseases are all directly connected to eating. We are truly what we eat. And so if we want to have a long, dynamic life, because, I mean, you can't have a long life and just be in an old age home and be suffering from some sort of dementia. So we want to live long, but we also want to have a good quality of life. We need to eat well in addition to moving the body a lot and keeping the mind active. So why are we purging the fridge? Because, oh, I don't know, 80% of what's in there is garbage, unless you have already gone through this, but many people haven't. And it took me time to purge my fridge too. So the goal of this episode is to identify what needs to be purged and then we'll replenish it, right? You got to scorch the earth before it can grow back like the phoenix. So what are the big culprits that we're looking for that are going to make us die young and get sick young? Okay, this is going to be what you see a lot of people eating. And again, I mentioned with my interview with Kate McCall that I really do see a dichotomy. And I see this quite a bit, especially at the high school, because the kids eat garbage. And not surprisingly, the kids that eat the worst have horrible grades. And so there's a direct correlation. I just see this world where you're going to have like the top 10%, 15% eat well, and they're going to live a long time. They're going to be involved in biohacking. And then you're going to have the majority of Americans eating crap, getting sick, and then blaming other people and having this victim status instead of looking in the mirror and blaming themselves. Now, are they themselves to blame? As I mentioned in Confessions of an Obese Child series, sometimes they are because we are responsible for what we put in the food, but there's so many food toxins, hidden additives, addictive preservatives that they put in there that really you can't on one level blame people for it. You really can't. But at the same time, if you even have a modicum of literacy, you do have an onus put on yourself to read the ingredients and just have a basic of an understanding of what is good for you and what is bad for you. So let's go through the culprit, the bad guys, America's most wanted of toxic poop, refined sugars. And this is in no particular order. Refined sugars, empty calories, right? Refined sugar, just empty calories, waste of calories. This is how we're the most undernourished but over-caloried country in the world. All of us eat too many calories, but we're undernourished because largely because of sugar. And we know where we find the refined sugars, but we'll mention them in a second. Artificial sweeteners, which are connected to that. That's going to be your aspartame, which is sold as NutraSweet, which has been in diet soda since the early 80s. That's a separate podcast. That's a great medical conspiracy theory about Donald Rumsfeld, former Secretary of Defense under Baby Bush, was the CEO of the company who got it legalized when the Reagan administration came in 81. So you're looking at that. You're looking at sucralose, which is Splenda. You're looking at acesulfam potassium, which is a new artificial sweetener that they're putting in the sodas, because I think it was, most of you guys know they're everywhere. They're everywhere. And they're even worse than sugar. On one level, it's because they don't allow the body to reach the satiety point when it comes to sugar. Because when you eat a lot of sugar, it reaches a point where your body's like, I've had enough. I can't handle this. But when you do the artificial stuff, it kind of throws off the thermostat. And so you overcompensate. And there was a big study that came out from the University of Texas at Health Science Center. And how, not surprisingly, those who ingest the most artificial sweeteners and diet sodas tend to be the most overweight. Even though diabetics are told by endocrinologists and family doctors that they should be eating these things or drinking these things. Because again, that's the old paradigm and we need to throw that out. We got to get out of this idea that we need to be eating a lot of carbs. And artificial sweeteners are just toxic garbage. That is like a separate podcast. Number three is going to be genetically modified corn and soy. Now you think, well, Gregory, I don't eat a lot of corn and soy. Yeah, you do. Soy lecithin is an emulsifier that's found in so many packaged foods. And we'll talk about that when we purge out the pantry. And corn, high fructose corn syrup, maltodextrin. I mean, there's just so many code words for corn that you find in food. It's disgusting. Not to even mention the genetic modified organisms aspect of it, but just pure corn and soy. It's just, again, a lot of calories. Soy's got the estrogenic effect, but that's neither here nor there. Number four is going to be food dyes. I have written an article on food dyes, how bad they are. Just really in short, I think most of you guys know it leads to behavioral problems, attention deficit disorder and hyperactive disorder, bladder cancer, various forms of cancer, allergies and whatnot. So we really need to purge those out. Growth hormones that you find in dairy. This is going to be RBGH and RBST. If I remember correctly, RBGH is a recombinant bovine growth hormone. And RBST is recombinant bovine somatotropin hormone. You typically find that in dairy. And then you got the preservatives. The most famous will be the nitrates that you find in bacon. We know those are bad. Time magazine had that big expose on it about last year about how it leads to eating a lot of processed meats, leads to getting a lot of colorectal cancer. And if you know anyone who's had colorectal cancer and they've got a colostomy bag, you wouldn't wish that on your worst enemy. I mean, who really wants to be pooping out of a bag all day? It's horrible. It's horrible. I show the students a colostomy surgery, how they create the stoma, and then some videos about the people, teenagers typically who have one, and they have to maintain their colostomy bag, and they're just like repulsed by it. And I was like, well, take care of yourself. Don't eat a lot of processed meats. That's one way you can get it. Monosodium glutamate, which are the MSGs, that's an excitotoxin that blows up your neurons, and it's a known obesogen. You find that in a lot of foods. That's mostly going to be pantry food, not as much here at the fridge. And then we're talking about the grains. So flour, you find a lot of floury stuff and processed food. Anti-nutrients are things that are naturally occurring in plants because plants don't want to be eaten. And so lots of times they secrete stuff to prevent insects or animals from eating them. Well, and they're called anti-nutrients. The most famous is going to be gluten. You also have phytic acid. You also have lectin. These are things that are released by grains. And so we call those anti-nutrients, and then it leads to dysbiosis and other problems like that. So ideally you want to stay away from flour and all the grains. So you're thinking, okay, so we got to get everything out of the fridge that has these things. Well, let's see how hard that is. So boom, let's start with the beverages. All the beverages you got to purge, sodas, clearly the Coca cancers. Today I'm recording this on April 19th. And today, the McDonald's of coffee, otherwise known as Starbucks, released the Unicorn Frappuccino. Now, when I saw the Unicorn Frappuccino, it reminded me of the Squatty Potty, if any of you guys have ever seen that commercial, because it has a unicorn pooping, like a rainbow color out of its anus, and then they use that. It's kind of that he's a little mascot for essentially getting a stool and helping you poop. So the Squatty Potty is essentially a stool that you put your feet on so you poop. And like I tell the students, it's like, who buys this stuff? All you have to do is just get a stool or a crate or some books and put your feet on it, and it creates the same angle that the Squatty Potty does. But to the credit of the Squatty Potty, it's an ingenious commercial, and you need to see it on YouTube. It's hilarious. But I saw this Unicorn Frappuccino. I was like, oh my God. And then I looked on Twitter, and all the kids are like taking pictures and showing how they're drinking. I'm like, please, gosh, please, 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 please. Food dyes, garbage, garbage, sugar, garbage. Anyway, so all the sodas need to be taken out. All the prepackaged sweet tea. So this is going to be like your Arizona sweet teas. It's all sugar. Even if it's green tea, it's all sugar. I mean, you'd be amazed. You drink one of those large Arizona green teas, you're getting about 90 grams of sugar. And honestly, you're only supposed to get about no more than 10% of your total calories from sugar. So we're looking at 50 grams a day. A day. How hard is it to get your sugar under 50 grams a day? And really, if you're trying to lose weight when it comes to total carbs, if you're really ketogenic, you're going to be going about 50 grams of sugar, or I'm sorry, of carbs or less a day. But in for typical maintenance, if you're between 50 and 150 grams of carbs a day, you're pretty fine. But most Americans are several hundreds high. Energy drinks need to go, and exercise drinks. When I was a kid, the only reason you would drink Gatorade is like if you were doing strenuous exercise. Now, thanks to Michael Jordan and all these athletes and their commercials, I have students who are drinking Powerade at school. I'm like, and I facetiously say, it's like, did you just come from running a marathon? What, did you do a Spartan run? No, I just like the way it tastes. It's all food dyes and artificial sweeteners. And just, I mean, they used to have bromated vegetable oil, or BVO, which is a flame retardant chemical. They used to have that in Gatorade and Fanta and all these things until there was an uproar. And this is what bothers me about these big food companies. They'll be like, if there's enough uproar, they'll take it out. But if there's not enough uproar, they don't take it out. And they know it's garbage, and they know it's unhealthy for us, but they don't give a damn. And this is something you need to understand. Big food does not care about your health. They care about profits. Okay? And this is not some anti-capitalist, communist, pro-communist rant. This is the truth. Restaurants, they want your return business and your money. So that's why they laden their foods with addictive MSG and preservatives and super salt, super fat to get to that bliss point. Because they want you to come back. They're not looking out for your health. Nobody's looking out for your health. Okay, all pre-made juices, gone. Apple juice, orange juice, kid juices like Capri Suns, gone. Pure sugar. Okay, I don't care if it's 100% fruit juice, doesn't matter. The body metabolizes the fructose the same way. It spikes like you're drinking a soda. Okay, get them all out. Frozen treats, so popsicles, those are all food dyes and sugar. Get all those out. And then all the alcohol, beer, wine coolers, and alcohol like that. Got to get it out, especially that beer. And really, in wine coolers, Bartles and James. I remember that was big when I was a kid in the 80s and 90s, those wine coolers. Get them all out. Dairy. Got to get off the dairy. Now, this is really up to you. I know some of you are lactose intolerant or just choose to not drink milk, or you think you're lactose intolerant when you haven't been proven to be that. So if you don't want to drink milk, that's fine. I mean, like, there's decent things about drinking milk, and this is a separate podcast. But if you're going to keep the dairy, and you're not too worried about the lactose and the casein and then the growth hormones, then that's fine. But if you're going to drink milk, you got to get out the skim milk, the 1%, and even the 2% milk, because the less milk fat, the more sugar. Okay, and not to mention conventional milk is going to have the growth hormones that they shoot up there and the antibiotics. You got to get margarine out of there. That is just a Franken food. It's horrible garbage. You got to get the flavored cream cheeses out because those are just food dyes and a lot of sugar. You got to get all the ice creams out because, again, food dyes, artificial sweetener, sugar. Got to get out the low-fat sour cream. And you got to get out all the yogurts that are not Greek. and low fat, right? Because they're going to have aspartame, they're going to have food dyes, they put in high fructose corn syrup. I'm talking like the Dannon ones, the ones that have the little chocolate chips on the top and you open them and you pour them in and you mix them around. Garbage. Like sometimes when I see a Picasso painting or Warhol, I'll joke with the students, I'm like, you know what, they need to rename this painting? Garbage number one, because abstract art I think is so overrated. But that's neither here nor there. That's just my taste. I like traditional art and I think Cubism is just horribly bad. So no offense to you. So I understand if you stop listening to the pod right now, if you like Picasso, but honestly, it's just, I just don't like it. It's garbage. So flavored yogurts, toss them. Processed cheese, these are going to be like cheese sticks, cheese slices, toss them. Meats, processed meats, got to go. I mean, this isn't even like controversial. How many studies connect processed meats to cancer? Numerous. How many link them to atherosclerosis and heart disease? Numerous. Toss out the hot dogs. Toss out the sausages. All the deli meats. All the bacon. All of them. Just toss them. All the frozen dinners and ready-to-eat meals. Hot pockets. Hot pockets. Frozen burritos. Breakfast biscuits. Toss them. Nitrates, 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 nitrates. Extra salt. Frozen breaded fish sticks, frozen breaded chicken nuggets, just garbage, garbage, garbage processed meats. You know, those aren't even real chicken breasts. It's just processed. They just get the leftover remnants of the chicken, you know, testicles, brains, tendons, ligaments. They mush it down and then it's processed. It's fake. Condiments, honey mustard, too much sugar. Toss it. It's MSG lots of times. Toss it. Mayonnaise. Mayonnaise is tasty. Believe me, I love my French fries with mayonnaise. Toss it. It's all industrial grade vegetable oil and soybeans. Toss it. Ketchup. Or as I say, ketchup. And then my students make fun of me. Like, what am I trying to catch up to? Ketchup, high fructose corn syrup, and sugar. And, you know, I was looking at the Heinz one recently that I have in my house. And, of course, it's all like, no, high fructose corn syrup. But see, how many years were they putting it in there? How many years were they putting it in there? And they continue to put it in there for people who don't know anybody. Remember, going back to the 10%, 90% American thing. The 90% Americans don't know about it. But the 10% do, and so they take it out and then they raise the price. So it's like a win-win. It's just the whole issue with organic. How would they double the prices? So they know people that are into eat clean and paleo and all that stuff will pay extra money for the food. So they justify and they raise the prices up. Okay. So it just gets me mad because they're like, oh, bragging about it. Like, just like baby plastic bottles, BPA free, BPA free. We took them out. We're so noble, BPA free. Well, how long did you have BPA in those things? Not to mention, you just put in BPS, you put in other plasticizers, you just do a bait and switch. It's just the hypocrisy of these companies is outrageous. And unless you have high discernment, you actually believe, oh, Kellogg's really cares about me. Oh, Kellogg's loves me. You know why they invented cereal? You know the whole reason? Breakfast is the most important meal of the day. Who came up with that? The cereal makers. Not to mention what its effect is on Kellogg. If you look up why he invented cereal, it's pretty funny. So all the creamy salad dressings got to go too. It's mostly soybean and then a lot of fat, vegetable oils. They're just vegetable oil. I mean, if you look at hidden ingredients, how many places are you going to find some sort of vegetable oil in it? It's just, and we'll talk about that when we talk about purging the pantry because you really see them in the pantry. Produce, you can keep all the produce, but ideally purchase the Dirty Dozen ones, organic. But as a whole, most produce, just keep it. Okay, now we'll talk about produce in a second. So my mantra, the mantra of Kate and myself is, if God didn't make it, don't eat it. So if it's found naturally in nature, eat it. If it's not, don't. Okay, we don't live in Willy Wonka's factory. We walk in and there's trees made out of gummy bears and marshmallows and a chocolate river. Okay, I wish it was. I just don't want to be a Gustus group and fall in, right? Anytime my daughter gets all sassy, I tell her, it's like, don't be Veruca Salt. I want it now, Daddy. Gooses, geeses. I want a goose that lays golden eggs for Easter. And by the way, I want a bean feast. Don't care how, I want it now. Anyways, clearly I've seen that movie way too much. I tell her, don't be Veruca, even though Veruca steals that movie. Right? So God makes what? Seeds, fruits, vegetables, fish, you know, cows, sheep, didn't make, unfortunately, Dairy Queen Blizzards, donuts, fruit roll-ups, Pop-Tarts. So try to stay away from those because, again, they have all these toxic fillers, dyes, and preservatives. So those are all the things you got to purge. Say goodbye because everybody hurts sometimes. All right. So we've scorched the fridge. Let's put the good stuff in. So you're thinking, Gregory, what am I supposed to eat? You've taken all the good, quote unquote, good stuff out, right? And a lot of this stuff is tasty. Why? Because it's got tons of sugar. So let's replace it. Let's go with the beverages, all right? So we purged out all the fake juices, the sodas, the sweet teas. Okay, so what are we going to have in there? Freshly made green juices. Boom. Make your own green juice. Get a juicer. I know you can go to juice stores, but they're charging $8, $9 for something that you can make for $2. Like celery, cucumbers, cheap. Dirt cheap. Make your own green juice. Tastes good. Very fresh. Now, juices, it's the same thing. It's going to spike your sugar, okay? That's why, in my opinion, I'm more of a smoothie guy. I'm getting the bulk. I'm getting the fiber. So the other thing is have homemade smoothies in there. I have a couple of smoothie recipes I have on the website over at naturopathicearth.com. Check them out. But in general, I like smoothies more than juices because the release of sugar is slower because of all the fiber. And then you're getting all the fiber that you're throwing out on the juice. If you've ever made juices, it's kind of sad when you look at the little detritus part and see how much vegetable you're throwing out. But I think there's a place and a time for juices. So I'll put green juices, mostly green juices. And you could throw a beet in there, apple, carrot. But smoothies, definitely. Green smoothies or blueberry smoothies, berry smoothies, you know, whatever you want. Fruit-infused water, that's very popular now. Get some water, cut up some lemon, some mint, some cucumbers, and fruit-infuse it. And then unsweetened teas, you know, just boil some tea and put it in the fridge and just drink some unflavored green tea. If you want to throw in a little stevia, a little sugar, a little honey, that's fine. I have those beverages in there, okay? I would also throw in kombucha, but I know most people don't like kombucha, and it's expensive. But everyone can make smoothies because everybody's got a blender and everyone can make fruit-infused water. Dairy. Full-fat cow or goat's milk. Goat's milk doesn't get a lot of love. Goat's milk has less lactose, if I remember correctly, and less casein than cow milk. Now, this goes to the whole issue. Well, let me finish this first. So, full-fat, so whole milk, preferably unpasteurized, but you're going to have to go like local farmer's market or organic, not even organic, even organic milk's pasteurized. Ideally unpasteurized because it still has probiotic bacteria in it. But if you don't want to go down that road and you do want to drink milk, real like cow milk or goat milk, then get organic full fat. Full fat. Okay. Get it. Because also the organic ones aren't going to have growth hormones and antibiotics in it. Now they are more expensive, but suck it up and get it. Cottage cheese, it's great. Organic butter or ghee. Ghee is a type of butter where they've taken out the lactose. Ghee, I think it's from India. It's G-H-E-E. Full fat, unflavored Greek yogurt. I've talked about Greek yogurt a lot in my articles. And I guess not really here on Naturopathic Radio too much because this is only, you know, we're in the early episodes. But Greek yogurt, of course, is a source of probiotics and it's got a lot of protein. Not that much sugar if you get it unflavored. So get full fat. Sometimes it's hard to find full fat. Faye makes a full fat. Trader Joe's has a full fat. But make sure it's Greek and unflavored. And then you can flavor it with berries or whatever you want. I got a good recipe on Greek yogurt bowl on my website. Full fat sour cream and cream cheese as a whole is okay. Just get full fat. Natural cheeses. Cheeses are great. You know, on occasion, if you want to do a little like mozzarella cheese, like real mozzarella, that's great. If you want to do a little ricotta, if you want to do a little gorgonzola, that's great. Especially get the fermented cheeses. Ice cream. Okay. Well, if you're going to do ice cream, if you're going to do dairy, then do full fat premium ones, the ones that have minimal ingredients, because ideally we want to get food that has less ingredients. So if you get foods that have like two ingredients, that's great. So let's compare like blue corn chips and Cheetos. Blue corn chips, right? It's going to be blue corn, the vegetable oil, which albeit is not ideal, and then salt. Cheetos got like 20-something ingredients, including MSGs and food dyes. So with the ice cream, Ben and Jerry's, Haagen-Dazs, the full ones, and they're fattening and they have a lot of sugar, but I'm saying if you're going to eat ice cream, get that. A lot of people like the slow churn stuff, but again, you're looking at decent amount of sugar and food dyes, and they put in tons of artificial sweeteners. Not to mention you're eating a lot of air. They whip those up with a lot of air. If you want non-dairy ice cream, you can go almond milk or coconut milk. I prefer coconut milk. It's just a fattier ice cream. But look, You don't have to be drinking milk. Again, I've mentioned this before. It's like we're the only mammals that as adults, we're still drinking milk. Who drinks milk in the mammal world? Babies. Why do they drink it? Because it's a lot of calories and a lot of nutrition so they can get older. They can get bigger. So ideally, we should stop drinking it once we're no longer children. So why are we drinking as adults? Why? Because we see commercials or ads with Britney Spears with a milk mustache or Taylor Swift with a milk mustache. This is the milk industry pushing us. And if you ask somebody, why do you drink milk? Because it's good for your bones, right? It's like we're all sheeple programmed to think this is true. Yeah, I mean, milk's okay for calcium, but there's better sources. My point is that you don't need to be drinking milk. You don't need to drink milk. And then we fall for the trap of, okay, then what do we drink? Soy milk? Rice milk? Hell no. Hell to the no. Okay? I'm not trying to sound like African-American, but hell to the no. Stick to the coconut milk, maybe cashew milk, but almond milk is a sham. There's like, what, two almonds and a liter of almond milk, and it's got tons of preservatives. Same for coconut milk, to be honest. But either way, if you're going to go almond or coconut milk, go unflavored because it's got less sugar and just suck up the fact that it tastes like garbage or garbage, number one. All right, let's go to meats. So we're taking all the processed crap and we're going to put in locally grown or organic beef, chicken, and pork. Okay, this is not surprising. We like pastured animals, the ones that shockingly have been eating the same way they've been eating since the beginning of time that aren't fed genetically modified feed. So you want to get locally grown because that will tend to be pastured or organic. But even organic animals are typically allowed to pasture out, but then they're fed feed. You know, they are fed seed. And like chickens, for example, are omnivores. They eat worms and they eat seed. So ideally, you want to go locally grown. Wild-caught fish. I got a great article on fish and mercury if you want to read that. Wild-caught's ideal. Most fish that we have is from fish farms in Asia that are polluted where fish are just swimming around in their own feces and they throw in tons of pesticides and antibiotics to clean out the fish. So yeah, it's pretty nasty. So get wild-caught fish. And then if you like the bacon, which I think bacon's great, go nitrate-free. Same for the deli meats. You can find some deli meats that are nitrate-free. Condiments, the best condiments, mustard. I mean, it's essentially vinegar and mustard seed. Salsa's great too. Salsa's pretty good. Ketchup, look, I love ketchup. I love ketchup with eggs, okay? So I'm not going to stop eating ketchup, but get the one with no high fructose corn syrup and use sparingly. Mayonnaise, love the mayonnaise. Now, my friends over at Primal Blueprint, they have a paleo mayo that's made from avocado. I hear it's very popular. I have not purchased it because it is quite pricey. But maybe go down that road. Or again, if you're going to use mayonnaise, just know it's got tons of vegetable oils and soybean and just use it sparingly. Olive oil is great. Avocado oil is even better. Vinegars, those are great too. They're all good. Other stuff you can have in the fridge, hummus. Hummus is great. Ideally, buy the ones that have olive oil as the oil. Most of them are soybean oil, and we know that's problematic. Ideally, we don't like them being in plastics. That's a problem, too. And they do put preservatives in there, like potassium sorbate and stuff like that. So that's a problem. But olives are great, too. The good old guacamole. Make some fresh guac. Put it in the fridge. If you do want to buy the prepackaged, already made ones, just know they already put some preservatives in there. But as a whole, guacamole or avocados are such a superfood. Eat the guac. Produce. Eat a lot of vegetables. Fruit. Those that are low on the glycemic index or high on the ORAC scale. As a whole, I mean, fruits are fine. Unless you're trying to lose weight or you got some diabetic issues. Most fruits are fine, but try to stay with the berries and cherries and those that are low on the glycemic index. And really, why would you not want to be eating a lot of berries? Berries are awesome. They're all great. Now, the dirty dozens. The dirty dozens, you should buy organic. Pretty much everything else, you don't need to buy organic. Don't fall for the sham. You don't need to buy organic bananas. You don't need to buy organic oranges. You don't need to buy organic avocado. If you go to Whole Paycheck, Whole Foods, these places, they'll make you think you have to buy everything organic, like organic nuts. Nuts don't absorb pesticides. And nuts aren't mentioned here because they don't go in the fridge. But this goes to the classic controversy, peanut butter. Refrigerator or pantry? I like my peanut butter or almond butter crunchy and cold. And then I get like a big piece of 90% dark chocolate, like a big block, and I just shove it in there. And I shove it really hard. And I get like a big swath of the peanut butter. And it's sublime. I'm a cold person. I like my food cold. I like my chocolate cold. I like everything cold. But as a whole, Dirty Dozen, look it up. If you don't know what it is, I have a podcast on Dirty Dozen. And just know, like, so apples, spinach, ideally you do want to buy organic. Yeah, definitely those. Peaches, potatoes. Those are typical in the Dirty Dozen every year. All right, so I'm finishing up here. So you're like, oh my God, Gregory, I pretty much got rid of everything in the fridge. Do you really want me to get rid of them? Yeah, I do, because I care for you, even though I really don't know you. I care for you. I don't like what Big Food is doing. Big Food intentionally gets us sick. Then, of course, we get sick. We go to Big Medicine. Big Medicine and Big Pharma profit off of us because they never really cure us. The only thing that's going to cure you is clean eating. It's clean eating. So, I mean, really, if you've ever gone off of sodas, you can get off of sodas and juices, and you're like, well, my kids love Capri Sun. Well, I know it's going to be tough at the beginning, but make your own juices and give it to them. They'll learn to like it. They'll adapt. They're pretty malleable. With the dairies, you know, how hard is it to go to full fat whole milk? It tastes a lot better than the garbage and on the sugars that they put in 1%, so that shouldn't be too hard. The meats, fresh meat tastes better than processed meat. That shouldn't be a problem either, and then you're eating produce. So doing an ideal eat clean or clean eating or paleo line fridge is not as hard as the pantry. The pantry, my friends, is a toughie, and we're going to cover that pretty soon. But that's all I got for today. I hope you're doing well. Just give it a shot. Look, I'm not expecting this to happen in one day. You know, it might take a month or a year, but I think deep down, you know, this is really important for our kids. Our kids learn their eating habits from us and from school. And, you know, from school, even though the cafeteria is espoused that they have healthy foods there, they just serve garbage too. So one of the things that we need to pass on our kids is good morals, right? Maybe religion, if you want to pass down religion, but good eating habits and learning how to read. So that the eat clean principles are very important to pass on to your kids. So that's all I got to say. Take care. God bless. And until next time, see you later.
Listening to Naturopathic Earth Radio. Visit us at www.naturopathicearth.com, follow us on Twitter at Naturopath Earth, and subscribe to us on iTunes. Don't forget to leave a review. And remember our core belief at naturopathicearth.com. Let food be thy medicine, let nature be thy healer. See you next time. Music courtesy of Art of Escapism.